If you would, take your missal. We'll make sense out of today's missal, like we did last week. Front cover. If you can't read Greek, it's Saint Tryphon. It happens that today, February 1st, and every year on February 1st is the feast of Saint Tryphon. He was a mercenary. So that is why his icon is on the front. And that is why you can read about his life on the back. So look now on the page here, which would be page 2. On the top, as before, we know the name of our church. We know the date today, February 1st, 2015. And then on line 3, it says Triodion 1. All right, we're going to decipher this code here. You don't have to answer out loud. But we've talked about the Triodion period. I'm not going to talk today about why it's called Triodion, but it spans a certain number of weeks, and it includes a certain number of Sundays. So in your mind, how many weeks does the Triodion period, contain? And if you said 3, you're correct. And how many Sundays surround it, And if you said 4, you're correct. So today is the first of those Sundays, which heralds and announces that we're approaching Lent. Lent, some people think of church as a religion or as a place I feel good because I'm near my friends and people and stuff. But, the Orthodox Christian faith, is probably best described as a therapy, as a clinic, the church, to get well. You can't go to the kingdom if you're sick. You can't go to the kingdom of God, if you're dead. And I mean dead in your soul, okay? So the purpose of the church is to tell the truth of what humanity is and what God has done, and to offer the grace and the power of God to change all that and to make us alive and to make us better and better and better. I don't mean like good people, but I mean like really functioning like the human being is supposed to, that's a creation of God the way God wants us to be and united with him, and to the point of becoming gods. Not in the Mormon sense, no offense, but not in that way. But the way that the Orthodox Christian Church, has believed throughout the centuries. So, Lent is par excellence that time. I mean, if you're not doing it the rest of the year, the therapy and the regimen and the whatever, there is a long-standing and time-honored tradition that if you keep Lent the way it's supposed to, the fasting, as many church services as possible, the repentance, the various themes, and filling ourselves with those things, 40 days or however exactly it is, that can do it for the year. It's like, not that you're not doing it the rest of the year, but if you haven't done anything all the rest of the time, if you do Lent, it's so powerful that it can get you, purified and, moving along, and also able then to celebrate, Holy Week and Easter, as a spiritual thing, as opposed to just waiting to eat, on Easter Sunday. So today is the first of those preparatory Sundays, and there will be 4 themes. Today is the theme of how to pray, what is the proper way, because prayer is a major, component of our spiritual life. Next week will be about repentance and forgiveness, and that it's all available to us. The third week will be about the judgment of God, kind of like fear therapy. It's a real thing. Sometimes people are motivated by fear more than they are by anything else. And the fourth one, kind of like the kickoff, is to remember that, Adam and Eve and all humanity with them were exiled from paradise, and kind of like, what do we got to do to enter again? And then the Lord came, Jesus Christ came, and all this stuff happened, Holy Week and Easter, so that we could go, he could take us back. So it's very, very wisely set up. And so it's not my job to exhort you, so I will simply just inform you that this is a prime opportunity to benefit our souls. And not only the services that will be during Lent, we'll talk about them, during the weeks of Lent, But maybe an extra sort of thing is to decide that during this period, you'll come when church starts on Sundays. For example, it starts at 8:15. So I know that's earlier than some people have even imagined coming to church on Sunday, but actually we're here, the choirs are here, the priests are here, some of the faithful are already here. So maybe you just make that the extra thing that I do during Lent this year, is to come, and I'll bet that if you come, you're going to like it so much that some, as some people have, and, you know, we even have old people that come during, you know, earlier than young people. So that's something to consider. The rest is pretty self-explanatory. Today is the four feast of the meat. There's a feast tomorrow, and today four feast means the feast before the feast. So we have church tomorrow. I know some people are digging in their fields and, you know, picking their olives or whatever it is. But if you can come to church, it's 9 o'clock tomorrow for one of those 12 great feasts of our church is tomorrow. And then the third, I said, is St. Tryphon, who you can read about here. Why don't we stand and pray?